Welcome to Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. As we approach the end of summer in 2023, many people on the Kenai Peninsula noticed a stark absence as fields did not turn their typical pink with fireweed flowers. At the same time, a certainly smaller group of people noticed that of the few fireweed buds that were around, some were developing strangely. These unusual-looking buds were swollen, puffier, and more rounded than the typical oblong fireweed buds. As it turns out, these unusual swollen buds were actually galls, containing the juveniles of a tiny insect called the fireweed flower gall midge, and they had nothing to do with the poor fireweed output. The attention-grabbing lack of fireweed bloom was likely caused by cold spring temperatures. But what about these strange flower galls? Where did they come from? More people taking a closer look and connecting these dots led to an astounding follow-up demonstrating how much there is to know and how much we can contribute in our everyday lives. You have likely seen galls on fireweed or numerous other plants, but not many of us pay close attention to them. A gall is a growth on a plant caused by insects. The insects create a gall by causing the plant to grow in an unusual way and then uses that growth to serve as a nursery for its young. In our case here, a swollen flower bud. Some of these galls came to the attention of entomologist Alexandria Wininger. One great thing about galls is they are unique, and Alexandria was able to find an insect that creates this type of gall, the previously mentioned fireweed flower gall midge. The only problem is that midge was in Europe and had never been recorded in North America. Alexandria went to work to find out all she could about these galls. She reached out to the community, asking for photos of the galls and locations, and received 87 reports. She also tracked down credible reports of these galls in the community science app iNaturalist. With these reports, she can see that this insect is present in Western, Interior, South Central, and Southeast Alaska. So we have this now noticed but never recorded gall across a wide range, and the question becomes, how did it get here? For this, it helps to know how long it's been around. So she looked at old iNaturalist records and was able to find reports back to 2007, in the very infancy of the app. While this gall documentation was going on, Alexandria raised some of the juvenile insects to adulthood, and these were later positively identified as the fireweed flower gall midge. With a wide range, established presence, a necessary host plant, and being associated with Beringia, where North America and Eurasia once connected, it is believed that these midges have been here all along, and although many people have noticed these galls for thousands of years, they never actually got technically recorded. So North America officially has a new insect, and it is thanks to one dedicated observer and community scientist showing how much the people living in a place can see and contribute, as well as how nature will always have nooks and niches that we haven't fully explored. If you would like more information, Alexandria's paper is available free online through the Alaska Entomological Society. And keep in mind that the things you see every day can be a key to solving some environmental mystery. This is Henry Reiske, and this has been Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Kachemak Bay for over 40 years.